Vaughn, you've been traveling all over the country. It seems like those of us probably on Twitter would like just to be back in Denver and get working.
It feels great. You know, it's great to get back here and see all the guys, you know, meet all the new guys. And it just feels great to get back in Denver and start back working.
Got a new quarterback, I guess.
Yeah.
Pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it's just pretty exciting, you know, and, you know, he's a great player, experienced. You know, to have him out here and have him working with us, it's an honor. You know, we just want to take it one day at a time and see where it takes us.
Von Champ was just in here saying that he hasn't had any interaction with Manning yet. Have you talked to him, seen him?
I spoke with him via text over, like, the break and stuff. But, you know, our schedule's different in that. I mean, in theirs than the offenses is. So, you know, we'll pull each other aside and we'll talk. But I haven't had a chance to just, you know, sit down and talk to him yet.
Von, what kind of leap have you made from last year compared to a year later?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I guess we have to see, you know, when the season comes. You know, I just want to take it one day at a time. Just continue to be the linebacker that I want to be. Continue to be the linebacker that my teammates want me to be. And I know if I just take it one day at a time, then I get there.
What were some of your first impressions of Jack Del Rio?
He's a great coach. You know, he was nicer than I thought. I thought he was going to be. But I mean, you don't know yet. We haven't really, you know, started playing football yet. But you know, nice guy, mean guy, all that stuff is out the door. I just want to win.
Have you guys talked scheme that Von did?
Oh, no, we haven't. We just came in. We watched a good and bad film from last year, and we went straight to working out.
In my mind, you were one of the first guys that stood up loudly in great support for Tebow. Was the change tough for you emotionally or not?
You know, I thought that you know, going to a year, you know, this is the NFL. You never know what can happen. And I had grew close to Tebow on and off the field. So we were friends, you know, off the field, close friends. So whenever you see a guy leave like that, you know, it's always some emotions involved. But, you know, the change that we made, they made him for, you know, our team. It wasn't – you can't just keep a guy here because he's a great guy. You know, as much as we want him to get here, you know, the direction that they want to take the team, it's better for our team. But, you know, I'm going to miss Tebow. But the quarterback that we got now, he's an elite quarterback. And whenever you get a chance to pick up a guy like that, you got to, you know, pull the trigger.
Would you be surprised if Tebow's starting midseason in New York, turn on ESPN, find out he's got the starting gig?
I mean, I think everybody's mistaken if you think that he's just going to go over and be a wildcat quarterback or, you know, a situational quarterback. The Tebow that I know is going to take it one day at a time. He's going to grind. He's going to come in. He's going to be consistent. And, you never know. He could have that starting spot. You never know what, you know, what happens, you know, during games, the injury, and he's the next guy up. So, you know, I think guys are mistaken if they just think he's going to be a, you know, situational quarterback. He's going to go in there. He's going to compete for that starting job.
Von, what did you learn about yourself after your first year? I mean, obviously rookie of the year and made the Pro Bowl, but had some struggles and you're dealing with the hurt hand. So what did you learn about yourself?
I made too many mental errors. So I learned about myself. And I want to get in the classroom this year. You know, take a different approach, you know, this year. I want to cut out on the mental errors. You know, I want to be that player, like I said before, I want to be that player that my teammates want me to be, that my fans want me to be, and, you know, that I want to be. So, you know, I'm just going to take it one day at a time. I want to spend more time in the classroom this season, and I'm just going to try to develop, you know, more in the classroom.
Vaughn, you missed out on this all-season stuff last year because of all this stuff. You see a great opportunity, I would assume, with having this much time to lead up to the season as opposed to having to jump right into it last year.
Oh, yeah, it's always an advantage, you know, where you can sit down and, you know, work on stuff before you, you know, before you throw it into the fire. So I think, you know, for all those rookies that were playing last year, I think it's a huge advantage for us going into this year. I think it's an advantage for our team, you know, to gel more and, you know, really get the playbook down. And, you know, it's always an advantage when you can, you know, have an offseason under your belt.
How was your thumb?
It's a lot better. You know, it's about 85% right now. I'm 100% positive when the season starts. I won't have any problems out of it. You know, I'm steady doing rehab and, you know, working on all that stuff right now. You know, I should have it back, you know, 100%. I'm positive about that when the season starts.
Does it affect your weight training at all?
Oh, no, not at all. You know, it, I mean, it really doesn't hurt. It just aches a little bit, you know. And I've had the pins out for a couple of months now, so you know it's still healing. But you know, if the season starts today, I could play, you know, without a brace or cast or any of that.
Did you have to have additional surgeries?
Yeah, I had pins. I had my pins taken out 2 days after the Patriots game. So, you know, it's been a minute. You know, it's all healed up. It's all good to go now. You know, it's just working on the mobility and the movement now.
So you watched. You said you watched good film and bad film. What were the things that you took away from the bad film that you watched this morning?
I mean, I think Coach Smith was really being a little bit over the top. I really didn't see too much. No, I'm just I mean, I had some stuff in there, you know, point of contact. Like I said, you know, mental errors. You know, not my reads was bad on some plays, but you know, I'm just gonna continue to watch that film. You know, tweak that stuff, and when the season starts, you know, hopefully I can improve on all that stuff.
Hey, Von, I kind of got a curveball for you. Tell us a little bit about Ryan Tannehill.
You know, I'm biased. I think he should be your number one player off the board this
really?
Year.
Really?
But you know, I think he's better than that guy across the state. You know, I think he'd play a little bit better ball than that guy across the state who went to the other school. But, you know, Ryan Tanner, he's a great athlete. I think, you know, he doesn't get enough credit for the type of athlete that he is. He's only been playing quarterback for a year and a half now, and he's did a lot of amazing things for Texas A&M. And I'm sure he'll get in the league and he'll do a lot of amazing things, you know, in the league. He's a great quarterback. He's a great person off the field, too. Whenever you can get a degree in biology before you graduate, you know, that says a lot about you. So, you know, Ryan Tannehill, he's everything that everybody thinks and more, you know, in my opinion.
Vaughn, for the sake of building consistency, how much did it help to bring Wesley and Joe Mays back?
Well, I think it's great, you know, and, you know, have those guys back. You know, we had those guys last year, and, you know, to see the same faces, you know, it does a lot in the locker room, too. It does a lot in the meeting rooms. You know, when you already know a guy, you already know where a guy's going to be. And so having, you know, Wesley Woodyard and Joe Mays back is huge for us, in my opinion.
Vaughn, last season, you wouldn't make any excuses for having the cast, but as you look back with the season being over, how much did it affect you?
I mean, it was already hard enough, you know, playing football with two halves. So, you know, playing football with one and a half halves, it was pretty tough. You know, but, you know, I had a great season last year. I was able to do some things for my team, you know, with the cast on. So, you know, I really don't, you know, that season is over and done. You know, I'm 100% healthy right now. I'm looking forward to this season right here, and hopefully I can, you know, build on my last year.
It's often said the biggest improvement in a player is between the first and second year. Does that make sense to you?
I mean, it makes a whole lot of sense, you know, having a season under your belt. There was no way that I could have prepared myself for, you know, what was to come in the NFL. I think all the rookies in the NFL would say the same thing. And, you know, with the lockout being there, not making that as an excuse, but, you know, it was a lot of uncertainty, and then all of a sudden we're thrown into the fire in the NFL. You know, people, they give you advice, they tell you how it's going to be, but there's no way you can prepare yourself for what's to come in the NFL. And I think going through it, you know, a 1 year, you know, I can going through the 1 year, you know, I think it'll be a lot easier knowing what's to come and knowing what the season's going to be like.
I mean, you're pretty darn good. Do you think you can be considerably better?
Well, I think I can be a whole lot better, you know, and I know it's not a lot of room. It's not a lot of room for me to go up. It's a lot of room for me to go down. So, you know, I just want to be the same player I was. I just want to take it one day at a time. Like I said before, just try to be that linebacker that my teammates want me to be and that I want to be.
When you saw what Dwight Freeney and Mathis were able to do playing with Peyton Manning, have you and Elvis talked about that at all? Or have you thought about that at all, the idea that he gives you a lead, you two can rush the passer almost every down?
Oh, yeah, I think it would be huge. You know, if we can get up by 10 or 14, you know, having Champ, you know, on the number one receiver and Porter on number two receiver, having me and Elvis coming off the edge, I think, you know, it's no question that we will be playing to our advantage as a defense. And, you know, it'll be huge if we could get up on teams and, you know, have them, you know, throw the ball and put them in passing situations.
Talk about Coach Del Rio a little bit.
Like I said, he's nicer than what I thought he was going to be. You know, you know, we haven't really just had time to just sit down and get to know each other. I saw him, he came into the linebacker's room today. We spoke for about five or 10 minutes, and he came out while he's working out. So, you know, it's just been brief, but I'm sure we, you know, we'll get into it and we'll just take it one day at a time. I'm sure we all get to know each other.
Okay, thank you, Vaughn.
Thank you, Vaughn.